Go ahead, Phyllis.
This is Cora.
Okay,
hey, Cora.
Go ahead.
Ion, I wondered, is there any connection between the lapis that was carved in the Egyptian temple of Karnak and the lapis that is found in the French castles that we've been talking about?
That is stained.
Was I once a carver of lapis?
No, but you were a miner of opal.
I wear a lapis ring, and I've noticed that I've been getting a lot of compliments on that from people.
You should oil it.
Is there a particular oil that I should oil it with?
Just a nice clean oil, almond oil or just a nice oil. Just clean it good and then take one sweep with your finger across the lapis. Just once, every now and again, once a year or so.
When I talked to you before, I had asked about a friend, Richard, who you told me did not die, and you gave me an address.
Yes.
I sent a letter to him. Did he receive that letter?
He did. And was very surprised.
Is there any particular reason that I did not hear back from him?
Well, he sent you a letter. Did you go to the mailbox?
I've never received it.
Uh-oh. Then you got to be in the receiving mode. You're as good in the sending mode. You got to be in this receiving mode. So did you expect him to respond?
I'll have to pause that a bit. I'm not sure.
See, here we go, because he did. And if you weren't in the notion of it, what happens is he can't respond, or he does respond, but it misses you. That's what happens with most of the good things that you guys are worried about. So you get some worried, worked up something. Oh, my God, the government's after me. Oh, they're going to get me. Oh, this, that. No, no, no. But you get all worked up, and the next thing you know, some fear and retribution puts you in a position where you can find no other alternative. But then, and then next thing you know, the government gets an email from you saying that you're scared they're going to come after you, and they don't even know who the hell you are. And the next thing you know, they're after you because you told them that you're scared of the man after you. And then they have to do something. The government's lazy. They don't want to do nothing. They're not coming after you. They don't care about you. Then the next thing you know, they have to, because they just have to. But that's all caused by you. Your fear is what causes those separations. You cannot connect to it, because you move it every time you reach for it. The connection with him, every time you reach for it, you're afraid he'll answer. So you sent it out. Happily, he received it, replied, and you reach for that answer, and it's just out of your grasp. It's just outside of your grasp. It's just beyond where you can reach. And you do that on purpose as a safety valve that protects you from you. Silly, we think, but it's your dime. You can spill it any way you want to.
So I can do something about that if I address this fear.
Well, you'll change the way you see it, and once you see it, you take the heatness out of the fire. Once you take the heatness out of the fire, then there's no issue. Well, we're going to burn your house down. Okay, burn it down. Go ahead. I don't really like it anyway. I'm probably never going to pay for it, so it doesn't really make any difference. Go ahead. I've got insurance, for Pete's sake. I think it would just tickle me lifeless. I wouldn't have to worry about all this crap that the government's supposed to be after me about, so it would be all burned up. We'll have it settled forever. Once you take the heatness out of the fire, then guess what happens? You can actually start living. And all these wonderful things that you're creating, you actually get the opportunity to enjoy them. It's very delightful.
I think I'm probably not as bad as I used to be at it, but I...
You are much better. No, you're fabulous. There's nothing serious going on here, honey. You just got to not think about the things that are missing you. The energy that it took to reach out is enough energy to have connection. You don't even have to physically send anything. You can connect it instantly. Matter of fact, we can send it to your door, but you wouldn't answer it, so it wouldn't do much good, would it?
I'll look at that, Ion. Thank you.
Don't think we can't send him by, honey. It's all right. If you're interested, if you got the money, honey, we got the time. If it's your pleasure, darling, it's not a problem. We'll help. It'll be fun.
You're awesome.
It's great. Bob will have another kudo, another feather to put in his well-laced bonnet of retribution.
Thank you, Ion.
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's hear from number one, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
It's number one.
Hello, Ion.
Hey, number one. How do you like your new programming digs?
They're nice and easy.
Yeah, it's code, and you like the code, don't you?
Yeah, I like code. Yeah,
you know, and you connect it, and you're gonna you can be really really smart and all that kind of stuff, but that's not the point. You're waiting on stupid people mostly. You get that right?
I'm waiting on stupid people to do the work.
Yeah, pretty much. No, you're getting stupid people to be your clients. So you have to keep the code very easy so they can understand it. No. I mean, fortunes today are by the stupid. The smart people are working for people. The stupid ones own things, really. The ones that are not qualified, they're the ones running corporations. The ignorant ones, they got all the rage because nobody told them they couldn't. So they're just going with it and having a great time. And they're so busy pleasing the light themselves, they didn't notice how smart you are. But keep your code very simple and easy, and it'll help folks, because then they can appreciate it. Because they're like, oh, yeah, that's simple. Occam's razor. Occam's razor. Put it on your billboard. You got it.
So am I basically connecting the smart people to the stupid people?
Ooh, that'd be a fool's errand, don't you think?
Okay, I'm the interpreter, the middleman, so they don't talk to each other.
No, you're just making the code stupid simple so that ignorant people that own things can pay you money to get their simple code. That's all.
Okay, got it.
And you went hard and all this fancy stuff and analytics and googly googly doogly doos and figuring out how the Amazon plugs into the dibble dabbles and how this makes all that, and then the brain, the mysterious brain of the cloud that lands you from Dianetics or some L. Ron Hubbard ridiculous thing or something before it gets all over. And then the next thing you know, people are going, ooh, what the hell is all this stuff? I just wanted to buy something, and I didn't know where to go, and I didn't know how to turn on my Lucky Box. They're trying to figure out how to turn on the Lucky Box, and you're trying how to perfect their soul in the cloud. And we say, great, but you don't have, you just teach them how to turn on the Lucky Box. They'll figure out how to save their soul.
So it's like alchemy for them?
No, should be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paring down information or finding the logical progression, the simplest way is normally right. That's all.
Occam's razor. Mm-hmm. So simplest way, wouldn't that also mean just having a few lucrative clients rather than having a bunch of lower paying
clients? Darling, you don't need but one good one. You don't need 1,000 clients. That's like customers. Who in the world wants customers? That's ridiculous. You don't want customers. They're the ones that sue you. Don't get customers. Mm-hmm. Just provide something, make something, and they can have it. And that's good enough. Move on.
Yeah, I'm right here, Chad.
I know. So, Ion, the Ninth Gate, I watched the movie again for the first time.
Isn't it wonderful, Mr. Corso? Isn't it great? Now, you know all Balkan was really trying to figure it out, and he almost did, but he couldn't quite get to it because he was reaching so hard for it. He was reaching. It's like the connection. He was reaching. If you just relax. Mr. Corso was so busy smoking them damn cigarettes and drinking cheap liquor or bad scotch or something, he didn't know where he was, and he just fell into it. You know, he just fell into it. He didn't know, sleeping with the monster, the angel monster thingy, the pretty girl that was running around chasing him, who was this great big Jabba the Hutt thing when it got all over with, but that's all good and well. But the point is that whole thing allowed you to have the thread, the connection, all the way back to Torquia's provisions. Turkey had the provisions, just like hiding things in your past for now. So then they make this crazy damn movie about this ridiculous thing that gets you thinking about slipping through portals and or gates. Mm-hmm. Fun, eh?
Yeah, it is fun.
Oh, wait, we're sorry. You did have a question. Yes, it was her that was the big dog. She was the big bitch dog that was looking at them like they were crazy. When they thought they had burned up her house. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was the dog after? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about the angel monster that he fornicates with at the end, and then they're at the ninth gate. So he's fornicating with her, and then she tells him later that the last etching was forged, and then he had to go back and retrieve the one that wasn't forged. I don't get why that was in the movie. Like, what's the point of that, having to go back?
There's always the counterfeit. There's always the one that was missing, and that was on the one they went back to the bookstore that was so famous. That's the one that was lost, and it was on the top page that flipped down. That was the one that was the changed. There was three genuine in each book. One had been shifted and changed to the mirror image of it, so you'd never find the Book of Shadows.
And the genuine ones, were they the LCF or the Torquia signed ones?
LCF.
Have I gone through the ninth gate already? Or are we outside of the ninth? Am I outside of the ninth gate?
No, but you sure are dating Baroness Kessler.
I'm dating Baroness Kessler?
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, character in the movie.
Yeah, no. The kid with the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Baroness Kessler.
He's hot in the wheelchair.
Yeah, really hot with one arm missing.
Well, I mean, she got it honest. Her orgy days are over. So, anyway, you got to look at the details with Dean Corso of how he plays this out. Then the Tesla woman, now that's a whole other myth. But then don't ever confuse now that the Tesla is not the Fargus. That Fargus, that's what didn't need to be in the movie. Victor Fargus, that's what didn't have to be. But that was because they had to bring him back in. It was pitiful to have all that fine house and didn't even have a drinking glass in the whole house. All there was just a pile of paper. It's ridiculous.
So, when you say I'm dating Baroness Kessler, are you saying that that's Kate, represents Kate, or are you just saying that Corso is flirting with her in the movie somehow?
No, you are trying to apply Occam's razor.
Mm-hmm. Simplification.
Yep, it's too complicated, sir. Now, you actually had a question. We've been kind of driving this boat so far because we do that with you because you're number one. That's how that works, so it's all good. Did you have an actual question?
Yeah, it just kind of plays out.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? Did you have an actual question?
Yeah, I did. I asked, have I gone through the ninth gate? You just answered it.
Ta-da! Isn't that cool?
Yeah. You know how when I drive into this big endowment lands that I'm on, and there's that little archway that says the gate?
Yes.
Over top of it?
Well, the arcs. They're arcs.
Yeah, the arc. That particular arc, is that something to walk through or just something to notice?
It's special, Chad, because you made it special. You imbue shit and then ask us about it. It's the most amazing thing ever. You'll take something, a pine cone, and you magically imbue it with the keys and the suffrage of the universe and all the Habsburgs and all the damn turning taxons and every dollar that ever was in that pine cone, and you put it on this mantle and build this altar, the Ark of the Covenant, to hold all this magical mystery and mystique, and then ask us if it's special. Yes, it's special, yes. Save the pine cone.
So then, after going through the ninth gate, is that when nothing is imbued with power anymore but myself?
Well, basically, yeah, but we've been trying to tell you that for like, 100 years.
I heard you mention to Roxy a few minutes ago about the bonhomie. And you're just pointing out, is it the shape of the carton only? None of the writing or dates on it matter? Is that correct, Adam?
That's right.
I'm also noticing that some of the diagrams that are done, like of Chambord and Notre Dame, they are done by people that have last names that are in my family tree. When I'm looking through the castles and the cathedrals, artifacts, should I be paying more attention if one of them is a surname in my family tree, or is that, again, just an imbued thing?
It's not imbued. You did it.
So those names that are in my family tree, are those actually me?
No, no, but you set the pecking order in the lineage.
So I decided who was in my family tree?
Basically.
Did I pick those particular people because they're diagrammers and I'm kind of a diagrammer too?
No, it's a little more kismet to it than that.
Describe some of the kismet.
Well, you were in the future and you wanted to be special like Roxy and be some big yeah, yeah, yeah. So you go back in your past and change it all around so it all lines up so that you're somebody's god or something.
Okay. using the B4 tangent kind of stuff?
Basically.
So you're saying Chad arranged the history to so he could be number one? He set that up?
He couldn't help it, Bob. He was number one. How are you going to beat it when you're number one?
Well, what altered the castles to make it not number one that Chad had to intervene?
History.
Me. I did that, didn't I?
His story. Meaning Bob's story.
That's his story.
Bob Fest.
So, Mediacology.
One more thing. I was talking to Ginny the other day, and referencing back to a few years ago, Bob played a clip where you said that Ginny and I were given something called cortryptophan when we were little kids, and that altered us some way. But that was really never developed other than hearing that recording with Bob. Would you like to explain how we were altered with that?
Well, time became not a barrier to you or Ginny Bell.
So it softened the sense of that there's time? Is that the key factor?
We don't like that. Say it another way.
They took our heads out of our asses, basically.
You like that, yeah.
Yeah, I figured you would like that.
Yeah.
So it softened any kind of dissension that parental, like being raised by adults that have limitations would cause on a child. Is that correct?
No. That's so up. You're given the fringe version. It's very different
it's not like
than
fringe?
That. Oh. No, it's not like fringe. No. No, it doesn't do that either.
Was this some experiment that was set up by Bob?
Both of them.
Both of them meaning Bob and Carolyn?
No, both Bob.
Bob that's here now, and then Bob that was the Habab, the Hobab?
Ophanel Hobab.
Ophanel sounds a lot like an angel name. Is Bob part angel?
Ooh, that would end very badly, no.
So it's not Ophanel then?
Right. The formula that you're looking for is C12H11, CIN203.
That's an answer without a question.
That's the you asked for the
cortryptophan
that you wanted.
Okay.
That you wanted. So that was you're gonna hang up or glow away or something, and then you're gonna want to go blow your brains out because that was the only thing that you said. We said it wasn't that, and you didn't ask what it was. So we thought we'd tell you.
Thank you. You saved me blowing my brains out, Ion.
Ain't it cool? But you go ahead if you want to, honey. You'll still wake up in the morning just like normal. You've done it so many times now.
That's enough for me to digest right now. I thank you.
What that did was it changed the way you see time. Just like Red Lobster, you now see food differently. Same thing for Ginny Bell, too.
Okay, great. I'll move on. Thanks. We'll get back hopefully to you in a while. Ion, this is Alyssa, her first time talking to you. She's a long-time listener, pretty good musician, and friend of Dave Neufeld. So take it away, Alyssa.
Hello, Ion.
Hey, darling.
I'm really appreciative and happy to be talking with you.
As well, we've been very patiently waiting on you.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. This is my first time. I want to talk more later. But
it's not our first time, but we'll catch you up.
Yeah, thank you. The first thing I want to talk about is last week you said F sharp will be equal to B flat.
Yes.
You said it makes F sharp equal to B flat. I want to know what it is.
You are the it.
I want to develop that more, but I'm not really sure where to go with that quite yet. Maybe I can come back to that.
You will. We'll get you there, and then you won't get it right here, but when you come back to hear the recording, you're going to go, that sneaky little ion thing, whatever it is, I'm not even really sure. It did all this and got me into it and then answered.
I know. I'm loving it. I'm loving all of it.
And then answered the question that you didn't even ask then, so it's kind of good fun.
Okay. The octet rule in chemistry, is that still standing in the new environment?
No, it's gone.
Is it relevant to ask when it left?
No, minus two.
The Mississippi River has been coming up a lot for me. Like, I just moved and I'm nearby. I've always enjoyed...
Get you one of those little deer cams so you can see it going the other way. That'll be fun.
Okay, well, what you just said, obviously, all this stuff is being talked about with the new past and the new history and all this sort of connecting. And
it's not new. It's not the new. It's the old. The only thing we're pointing out is that you all are ridiculous and inappropriate in every way if you think history, as you know it, is the history that is. Because it's a lie.
Right,
it
right.
is a damn lie. You look at it, and then you rewrite it, and you rewrite it, and you rewrite it, and you rewrite it, and you rewrite it. And then you write it again. And then you still don't like it. And then you make it just like you want it, and then you don't even like that. And then you throw that away, and you start all over again. It's the most ridiculous thing. You give your very living soul for this world, and then you destroy it. It's the most amazing thing we've ever seen.
Yeah, it does sound ridiculous. I would like to talk about the connections that I'm sensing the Mississippi River has to the Nile. I noticed that Cairo and Memphis, Tennessee are similar to those cities in Egypt.
They're copies of relegations, yes.
Can you explain and develop a bit of why that is?
What's an example? They're the two most major rivers in the world. Well, the one down in South Africa is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fun because, here you go, we can do this. Let's try this. The source of the Mississippi River is Lake Ithaca. Some call it Itasca, but it's Ithaca. And it dumps into the Gulf of Mexico. And it's 2,320 miles long. Now, unlike the Nile, which it comes from the White Nile to the Blue Nile, and it dumps into the Mediterranean Sea, it's 4,258 miles.
Does the White Nile and the Blue Nile refer to the lotus flowers?
Yes, perfectly. Here's the funny thing. The Nile is twice as much river, right?
Right, yep.
Okay, but the discharge of the Mississippi River is 593,000 cubic feet per second, is how much it dumps out. The Nile is only 99,940 cubic feet per second. It's a sixth of it, and yet it's twice as long.
I'm going to digest that. I appreciate that information.
And the basin area is 1.151 million square miles. And the Nile is 1.313 million square miles. It's pretty interesting.
The basin meaning the Mississippi basin?
Yes, and then the basin of the Nile.
So there's quite a bit of similarities there. And they're examples of something. You said they're examples of the two major rivers. Okay, well, I'll move on and come back to that. The creator body, you mentioned that. Can we place that in Bob's bodied dome? Can we place creator body in one of the...
Yeah, we killed most of those bodies. Those bodies are now known as the walking dead.
So the creator body, does it have a number related to it? What is the number related to it?
1112.
I'd like to talk about the womb closing.
Have you been mosquito bit lately, honey?
Yeah.
Okay, well then they say if you've been mosquito bit, you probably don't want to have a baby, or you'll have some deformed little cephalosaur head messed up thing where they're like messed up little ones and stuff. It's an example of how, yeah, your media college is saying that the womb is closing.
Okay.
No, no, don't let us get away with that. Don't let us get away with that.
Wait.
We're just quoting your news. We're quoting your news.
Let's start again with that topic because I got a little distracted.
Imagine that. Bob says that all the time. It's something.
I mean, I really appreciate your humor.
Well, it would be funny. It would be funnier if it weren't so sad. That's the rest of the story.
Bob or Carolyn, can you come in along with me on this? Do you guys have...
Paging Dr. Dean, paging Dr. Dean. It's the Fireside Chat with Dr. Dean. Yay!
Okay, I'm here. Carolyn's here.
So this topic of the womb closing, what has been learned or unlearned or... I need some details on that because the concept has kind of come up a little bit here and there. But it still seems kind of unclear.
Well, according to Cosmic Awareness, so this is Cosmic Awareness, Dave Worster mythology, Rai created the mention of man, and then the plane of essence or the ascended zone said, well, we have to get Rai back. So they sent Isis in. So Isis made a deal.
You better call it Issy, because otherwise it's going to turn into a terrorist plot, Bob. You better call it Issy.
Oh, yeah. Issy. Yes, right. So Issy,
see, there you go.
Issy,
now, there you go. Now, see, they'd have killed. They'd have killed Cosmic Awareness. They'd have killed every one of them if that had been the case. Now, how you rewrote history to take Isis to mean Isol and Issy and Missy and Missy and Dizzy, that they even that turned into a thing. That's another good example of just exactly what Bob's trying to tell you about media ecology. Now, they'll turn on you. The plane of essence is now a terrorist group. How about that?
Right.
And one of the terrorists in 911 was named Lofty, another attempt to smear my chart and implicate me.
Yeah,
Lofty.
He told me, and Lofty, and Lefty. Pancho Vila, Bob.
Yeah, Isis agreed to perpetuate Rai's dimension, you know, through birth and childhood and family and all that. And then it came to 1967 or some weird time after the Global Theater had established, as laid out by McLuhan, so Rai returned to essence, and then Isis had to return to essence. Issy. So when Issy returned to essence, there was no more childbirth. So the Cosmic Awareness predicted the closing of the womb almost 50 years ago for me and Carolyn, and I've talked to Dave Worster and different people or Carolyn over the last 30, 40 years. There's lots of evidence that having babies is a difficult thing nowadays. And maybe, Carolyn, you could name some practical things that you remember that show the Worster prediction.
I began noticing all the infertility clinics and how women had a difficult time giving birth. I think it was when we were last in New York, I saw a fertility clinic just put on every corner. So women just weren't able to have their own babies so easily, and they had to do artificial insemination. That was a tip-off for me.
Thank you.
There's a decline of population. Yeah. You know, the white race apparently is not having as many children. So that's another factor, and there may be some other points I can't remember, but it's not far-fetched. But then what was far-fetched was that Ion, when Ion showed up, Ion confirmed the closing of the womb. So it was a completion of the Worcester cosmic awareness idea.
Hey, Ion, the China policy for having one child only, were they complicit in this closing of the womb?
Yes, they were. And see, because they made such a big deal, you birthed desire. And you know when you birth desire, that's the best thing to get you with knocked up, that birthing of desire. Because if you tell them something they can't do, that's what they're going to do or bust. So they relaxed it, so now nobody has to. You know, they're not required to. But now, this is a slow, easy path. This is not a big thing. This is a little thing. As the humans come back into their place of power, we all agree and we've established that every one of you are eternal. You only get one eternity at a time. There's only one eternity. How many eternities can you do at a time? But the point is, as more and more folks ascend, and more the little men die off, because if you don't ascend, you're going to die off. That's the little man's plight, is to die. The wages of sin is death, so that's what happens. But if you don't have that as a conditioned post-mortem, then you don't have to die, and you can stay here. And the more people that do that, then that becomes a balance, and you can just stop having babies because everyone who's here is here, and you don't have to make more of you. So it's very simple. It's just a balancing. It's the same way they do, Ticketmaster does seating arrangements. Once the stadium gets full, they don't sell any more tickets, and that's all that is.
And that's the bigger picture that a little bit ago you were going to interject and explain, out when Carolyn was talking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the guff emptying, therefore, birth can't come out of the guff, so part of the closing of the womb is partly related to emptying of the guff, correct?
That's correct. And also now you have a bunch of information in your Revelation 23 coming into the battle of heaven and how that all applies. Because that's the thing that segregates it all. Because that actually seals the end of the seraphim and the Nephilim. It closes that because that's always a part. If you can have babies, you can have Nephilim. And you can't have that. Those are abominations and as you're ascending. But now you can try it if you want to, but we don't suggest it. Well, actually, we'd help you, but you won't enjoy it. But we'll help you, but you won't like it very much. But it's up to you, whatever you think is best, but we'll help you, but you won't like it. That's birthing a Nephilim, by the way. But you can if you want
and
to. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm hearing you.
Bob, we love the newbies. They're so much fun.
Carolyn, did you get to say your seraphim birth control pill? Did you hear that, Alyssa? Did you hear Carolyn say the birth control pill?
No.
I think one of the names for one of the birth control pills is seraphim. I'm not sure, but I thought that was kind of cute. Seraphim and Nephilim.
Right. Okay, this is kind of a fun thing on the random composing thing that I went to tonight that ended up being kind of like a church sing-along. Then I noticed that you posted the Holly Sacred Singers on the chat line, and that was like a fun synchronous.
The Fa Sol La. Mm-hmm.
So is that similar to the solfège, Do Re Mi?
No, that's different. That's different. At the end of days, you got to learn Marilla's lesson. Got to know Marilla's lesson.
Which is?
Yes. A song.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Marilla's lesson.
Am I supposed to sing that?
Yeah, be great. Singing in the Fa Sol La.
Have I been doing that already and now my awareness of it?
Well, we don't know about your awareness. Hey, let me tell you something about awareness. If you have to ask about awareness, you're not very aware. You got that? That's your free part, honey. It didn't cost you nothing. If you have to ask if you're aware or not, you probably aren't aware.
I've been feeling that edge lately. I'm getting used to that. It's fun.
It is fun. But now it is fun. That's the rest of the story. This is way. If it's not fun, off yourself, honey. Get over with quickly because it's going to end in tears otherwise. You know, just Lord, have mercy. Just, you know. Mm.
So
that being said,
does the sol fa relate to the F sharp equaling B flat?
It does.
Is this related to A equal 432?
No.
What is not relevant to Iandam about A equals 432?
D sharp. Because then that'd be F sharp minor.
Right.
You're saying right, but it answers your question. If you knew the answer to the question, what'd you ask for?
Well, I'm enjoying it.
We know, darling. It's great fun. But now, he got to get. Okay. Oh, you got to get. C, C flat, C sharp, D. E flat, E, F. F sharp, G. G sharp, A. B, B. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. 12 semitones, so 5 semitones. Up is key-wise the same as 7 semitones down.
Circle of fifth. 5 semitones up is the same as 7 semitones down a key.
Do. 5 up and 7 down for the 12 semitones.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Good.
Okay.
Marvelous. Happy.
D sharp.
Mm. Did you say circle of set? Did I hear circle of set, you know, 2 minutes ago?
No.
Alyssa?
No. Not, she was asking if it made a circle or a semicircle set of a grouping, and we said yes, and it would open a lotus flower.
Thank you.
And then you can do the D, F sharp, a triad.
F sharp triad.
Yeah.
Do these things need to be played on acoustic instruments, or can they be...
Oh, no, they need to be sung. Sing the sacred harp. Lord, suffering song. Catch. You got to sing it. You got to sing it, sing it, sing it.
Right.
Sing the fa sol la.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only way that works, because what's going to happen is if you don't ascend quick, you better find the sacred harp, because you're going to need it. If you don't ascend, mm-hmm. you're going to need it. You need to get in that circle, and you need to have them people singing around you on all four sides. All four sides.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to ascend. Now, if you ascend, it don't matter. You ain't bumped into that.
But there's something enjoyable about the singing, not defensive about it.
All right.
And the little man has people singing around as a defense or as a protection.
Not a protection. It's a vessel.
A vessel? Okay. The big bowl that you referred to, a huge vessel that rings out of frequency, that's the lowest, I think you were mentioning... It was the closest to some sort of a frequency range. Was that in Tibet?
Tonal, yes.
What is the tone of that large, large, low, low tone from the bowl?
Oh, no, no, we can't. No, 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 you can't get that. You don't want that. No, no, really, you don't want that. That's the Eddie Murphy Golden Child. I want the knife, and they roll in the room. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. And then there's another one that did it, the Steve Martin, where he gets swapped with the lady stealing the horses. That's another one, which is a huge thing. So, yeah, you don't want that. That tone will mess you up.
Okay. What is the most enjoyable...
It'll mess you up.
What's the most positive tone?
Stop.
Okay.
No. Because if there's got to be a most positive, then there might be a most negative. Because then they love to hate you and they hate to love you. Don't make paths. You're making paths that you have to then work out. If you don't make the paths, you don't have to. If you don't get yourself messed up over it, you don't have to get over it. If you'll keep your word short and sweet, you'll be very comfortable to eat them sometimes. But you get to running off the mouth all over the place and hurting folks, doing all this kind of crazy stuff. Then the next thing you know, you got to start eating some of that stuff. And then it's a little bitter when you're coming back around to it, you see. So keep your word short and sweet, and then you'll be happy to consume everyone you have to eat. If you do it that way, then you don't do you regretting in advance, I guess is a nice way to say it.
Okay.
Right? If you
if you can.
Now, sometimes you can't, and that happens too. But we're saying the point is, if you're aware of it that way, from a tonal, guttural, ephemeral, horror, chakra-based grounding, you want to be able to get to the earth that you so dearly love. Because you get off this high-pie, flighty, nighty, bitey, slidey crap, it's not going to help you. Because, honey, when the roll is called up yonder, you'll be late.
My labyrinth in my mind just went away right then.
That's right.
Okay, let's ask some questions. Let's take a break and move on to someone else.
That was very good.
Very good.
Thank you, Ann.
And the crowd erupts with elation.
Roars. That was a very promising debut by Miss Alyssa. Okay, we go over to, this says Morris, 614. Who's that? Would you like to speak?
How are you doing, Anna?
What's your name?
Knives, Bob.
We are doing very well.
Good to hear.
Good to say, too.
A couple months back, I had a series of paralysis dreams.
We love those. Those weren't dreams, by the way.
Well, when I called in earlier, Bob said that those were indications of dimensional traveling of some sort.
Well, yeah, that's fun words. But if you ask him really close on it, he doesn't know what that means. So it's fleeting. It's okay. If you pin him on it, he won't know much about it. So it's okay. But, yes, go ahead with your question. Let's get you somewhere. The paralysis, oh, wait, we're answering before you've asked your question. Yes, okay, well, let's just get on with it. The paralysis that you're seeing is how your cerebral cortex embraces the snaps, the synaptic neuron feelings. And you're coming into this thing you don't know what it is, this thing you're playing with us on this level. And it's almost like a staccato or a rumbling or a... in the tribal drums from a far-off land. You can hear the drums, but you don't know where they are attached to. And so then you kind of listen to this, quote-unquote, dream state where you're kind of like in this coma thing and can't, like, function. And, like, the ants are crawling over you, but you can't really move no matter what you do every time anyway. So then you come back and you go, wait, that's sort of a messed up deal. What are we doing here? And then all of a sudden you awake. All it does is showing you and reminding you of how you are in a position where you're trying to ascend. You want to, and you're questioning the capacity. Have you arrived just yet or not? Does that sort of sum it up a little bit?
I think that does a very good job of doing it. So the particulars of the dream itself...
don't matter.
The particulars of the dream itself, okay, great. So this,
because
I'm not trying to tell
those are, every one of those are a distraction because they're trying to validate why you're less than. Every detail that is so clear, crystal clear, that you bring back that you'd say, with the rocking chair and the little thing and the stuff on the side and all this other stuff. But I got to give it to you, though. The Baccarat chandelier is pretty spectacular now. You got to have that. No contest there. But besides all that, some of those things you may pick up on and some things you may not. But it's there. It doesn't change its reality for you. Then what happens is those are sidebars.
I'm sorry. I regretted that immediately. I was like, oh. I thought I could have been wrong.
Shit.
I'm sorry, who was that?
I forgot to mute somebody. No problem. Go ahead, Knives.
We thought it was fun. It was good for us. Was it good for you? It was good for us, too.
That was so well said, so well felt. Oh, shit. You know, the universal embarrassment. Go ahead, Knives.
Yeah. What we lack in dimension, we make up for in elocution.
So the terror you feel while you're doing that, while you're having this experience, is that all that resistance?
No, your omerage will drop, actually. Your omerage will drop.
Omerage.
Omerage. Resistance. Your omerage.
O-H-M-E-R-A-G-E. Omerage.
Is that the reason why I've had problems with the, while being on the RNA drops?
Yes.
So if I were going to start up on them again, would you have any suggestions?
You weren't taking enough.
Oh, so because I cut back on how much I was taking, I started having all these issues.
Well, you start having withdrawals. You're a little sensitive. You kind of get it. And then you, it's like you give yourself the best thing that ever was, and then you ease back on that a little bit, and they go, what the hell? Oh, no, we're not having this. And then the empire starts striking back, and that's what you got. Yes?
I guess that would make a lot of sense.
Oh, no. Make dollars. Don't make sense.
Okay. Well, I guess.
All the girls are crazy about a well-dressed man.
Are they? Now, that's why they stay away from me, then?
Well, then you want to be a sharp-dressed man, but you could be a well-dressed man. But either way, it's all good. Just wash everything you can reach, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, okay, great. I used to listen all the time back in the day, but I've just kind of been phasing in and out the last couple of years. I was wondering, it came up in conversation with someone I was talking to about cold fusion. Is that going along pretty well? Or
fabulously.
Are we still at the point where it's just, we have to kind of accept it first before we can actually, like, implement it?
Oh, no. No, no, no. We're just waiting patiently for you to completely destroy your grid, and you're well on your way.
When I listen to you talk about some of this stuff, it's like we have to, we just can't just set everything aside, hold hands, and kind of walk into the future. We have to go through some
Are you nuts? You can't even walk down the street where you live right now without somebody busting a cap in your ass. And you want to say, we're going to sit by the campfire and sing Kumbaya? These people are serious. The little men are furious that people are ascending. They don't like it. And they're meanwhile, if they're not doped up, drugged up, raped up, lipped up, licked that, licked that, licked that, sticked that, lipped that, they're killing each other. Hard. Going hard. Go strong or don't go at all. And you're sitting here saying that some thing that's going to change and take away the economy of all economies, that takes everything and makes everybody equal on the planet, that no one is any more than anyone else is? Oh, wait, that's a bit communistic. Don't call them, because the communists are afoot. You got people running for president of the United States now that McCarthy would have had killed in the day, but that's another time. But I guess you live long enough, you see most everything. But yeah, no, they're not embracing anything. You know, it's who's
right,
not right
that,
or wrong. It's who can own it or run it. Or,
but they're just into beast capitalism. I mean, isn't the next step divine capitalism, which is like never-ending, awesome experiences?
All it does is nullify it. See, what happened is when you made the interest rate zero, all you did was make money have no value. And so all that did was make a lot of money. Now you owe trillions of dollars because they had money as no value. And now they've really decided how to fix it. They're going to make money less than nothing. Where you had to pay interest to have money. You had to pay money to keep money. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. If you have to pay money to not have money, then you don't have money. But if you don't have money, then you don't have to pay to not have money. Because if you're not going to have money, you might as well not have to pay for it. But if you do have money, then you have to pay money to not have money. Right? Yes, that's right. Because it's less than nothing. The same thing is true with energy, with power. Electricity. You still don't even know what that is, and yet you're fighting over it. And then if you produce it where everyone has all they want, all they can stand, at never-ending flow, all you do is make it have no value. But then you get a little taste of that with your barrels of oil bouncing around $30 a barrel now, aren't you? We're getting you ready for it. It'll take, by the way, we might be looking for a $17.10 barrel of oil very soon. Won't that be lovely?
Well, I guess that'll be different. If it needs to happen, then it needs
making,
to happen.
Now, well, hold on just a second. There wasn't many moons ago till the carbon footprint was destroyed. And now, we like carbon. We like a lot of carbon. We're tickled about your carbon. We're making carbon anyway, so y'all could stop with your carbon stuff. It's done. That's in our house, honey. We got that. Don't worry about that. The point that you're trying to come back up to is that we were all so dependent. You had $5 gallons of gas and $8 gallons of gas, and the world supply was running out. What happened now? All of a sudden now nobody wants it. When you stop pegging a barrel of oil to a U.S. dollar, and you could then buy it in any currency you wanted to, it went to nothing. And now you can't have a global economy, a mystery landscape, or whatever that blah, blah crap Bob talks about all the time. It's all over. Now, all of a sudden, the emperor has no clothes. And now, gasoline doesn't have to cost 47 cents a gallon, especially in Michigan. But there isn't anybody left in Michigan to buy any gasoline anyway. So it really doesn't make any difference. They've all been lead poisoned, especially in Flint. It's wonderful. So then what happens is you come right back around full circle, and it's like, oh, we see. But once the grid falls, then you have to have the predicated portion of providing a solution, and that's what happens. It's no problem. You'll see.
Awesome, Knives. You evoked very good answers. That's good. Very good.
What would you ask if you could ask just one last question?
What's in Kyoto?
Japan.
I know that, but it's like, why did I, over a series of a few days, keep running into the Royal Kyoto Hotel in my wanderings around the physical dimension?
Room 410, yes?
So something mm-hmm. good there for me then?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Go check in again.
Okay.
And would you put on some different clothes when you go, for Pete's sake? It's just a little over the top. Be normal. You don't want over the top. Avant-garde. Haute couture is not what we're... Get with Jermaine. Jermaine will help you. She'll get you straightened out. Get you fashion right if you're going.
Jermaine.
Dress nice before you go. Jermaine, yes.
Jermaine, okay. I shall do so.
Mm-hmm.
I'll...
Yeah.
Very nice.
That'll help you. They're so very wonderful. It's great fun.
Hey, Knives, is that spelled K-N-I-V-E-S? Knives?
Yep.
For we could call him Ice Pick. We like Ice Pick. Can we call him Ice Pick? Hey, Knives, can we call you Ice Pick? We like that.
Yeah, we will. I'm not brutal enough to be called Ice Pick.
No, well, brutal is not. An Ice Pick is the most marvelous thing in the world. It separates ice enough so everyone can enjoy it. It spreads it out so thin so that everybody can have a great capacity of it. Ice Pick may save your life one day.
Whenever I think Ice Pick, I think about the very beginning of Basic Instinct.
Oh, no. See, there you go. This ain't a thinking man's game. The labyrinth will get you every time. No, we're trying to open it up for a little slower, easier to flow. Easy. It makes everything more simple. Then it can flow, just as you say. Happy.
Okay.
Yummy. Okay, Knives, we were just... Do you remember Jermaine on cash flow?
Vaguely. I think I know what you're talking. Who you're talking about.
She was the fashion correspondent from L.A. we had on regularly. That's who Ion's telling you to get in touch with. Email me at ion@howionic.com, and I'll arrange for you to talk to Jermaine about your fashion deficiencies.
So when you go to room 410, you can be a real Bo Brummer.
Since I haven't been listening very much lately, one is like, what happened to James? It's just like I've heard little bits and pieces about him.
that time, man, if you play with Bob, we appreciate y'all more than you know.
James committed suicide. He owes me money, and he won't even acknowledge my email. So we invited him to be part of the show, but he didn't want it. I don't know what he wanted, and he just faded away a couple of years ago.
Yeah, did he just get tired of it, or did someone start bothering him over certain things?
No, he ran out of money, and he couldn't function on the radio on a show regularly. He was staying at another person's, and he couldn't be loud, or he couldn't talk on his 2 or 3 hour radio show. The person he was staying with, you could only be on the computer an hour, so he was really cut back.
Holy God, really?
Accessing. Oh yeah, he was accessing. He was. You will notice on the last year he was on with us, he'd drop off after the first hour because he wasn't able to keep staying on. Then he was living out of his car, and he just couldn't, and probably had no internet connection. He just ran out of money.
The guy who ran business cash flow ran out of money.
That's right. Well, he would come on our show and say our party line, but then he'd cancel on Tuesday and Thursday by saying the opposite and wearing his butt off. And that led him into a problem because he was offering credit card advice, but by 2011, people didn't need his advice. They understood that they didn't have to answer the creditors. So they just stopped responding to the threats on them, and that's what James had been telling them to do for a couple of years. So nobody needed his advice anymore. And so he wasn't getting any money from that, and he had nothing else going. And he didn't stick with me. He could have stick with me, and who knows where it would have gone. But he took it all personally and offed himself.
It's too bad. It's like I remember going back. I must have listened to like the first couple of years of you two together, like seven or eight times over and over. Just when I worked, I would plug in it on my iPod and just listen hour after hour. And I really enjoyed it. I thought you guys worked together pretty well. Like even when Ion,
yeah, we
and,
did.
Carolyn showed up. I still thought that he, you know, he offered something.
Yes. No, it was good. But he couldn't keep up with Ion or the Ion effect or something. You know, people go through blockages, so they have to drop off the vine for a while. He just never came back on.
I kind of did that too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, like, people do it.
I had my own blockage.
Tell him if you've run across from email that he should pay Bob back and he should come on the show here and repent, which means technically, Roxy discovered, means to retrace your life. To repent isn't some kind of guilt thing. You look and review your life through retracing. That's what repenting means.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Well, it's like, I can appreciate that. It's like last couple of years I've kind of gone up and down, but I'm starting to get the first step towards real change is being absolutely grateful for everything you have. Coming back and interacting with you guys is kind of like my little baby steps into moving on, so to speak.
Yeah, ascension. As Ion says, you got to hang out with us. You have to talk to Ion if you want to ascend. There's too much frailty or too much deficiencies in people to do it on their own. That's why Ion's here, is to encourage you, to life coach you into your ascension. And the products, too, are pretty well necessary. So Ion says, if you don't get it, you'll die. You'll go into a non-guff. I don't know what it is, a limbo.
A non-guff.
Yeah, the guff emptied. So and when people are dying now, they're going into a weird limbo state, is how Ion describes it. But we haven't got complete details on that.
Okay.